This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam just informed his sons not to enter through one door but through various doors. So what happens after they re-enter? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walamma dakhalu min haythu amrahum abuhum. So they entered from where their father had commanded them, the different doors. مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ مِّنْ شَيْءٍ. But, says Allah, this wasn't going to help for what Allah Ta'ala had in store for them. Nothing at all. This would be no availing from His plan. إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبَ قَضَاهَا. Except that this was something that Nabi Ya'qub felt he wanted to do and take precaution with, and that was completed according to Allah's plan. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ. And verily he possesses knowledge. لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ. Because of what we, Allah, had taught him. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people don't know. So at this point we realize that even though Nabi Ya'qub is taking precaution to prevent bad things from happening to his sons, it was already in Allah's plan and this is not going to change. So this, if we look at it from an Aqidah point of view, this is what we call Qadha Mubram. You get Qadha Mu'allaq and you get Qadha Mubram. It's such a Qadha that is suspended upon du'as, good deeds, etc. Something that is destined to happen to you, but it is also suspended. So let's say you are destined to become ill at a certain point, but it's suspended in Allah's plan. So if you make du'a, اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس إشفي أنت شافي لا شافي إلا أنت ولا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. And then, because of your dua, Allah Ta'ala removes that from your destiny. That's called qada mu'allaq, suspended. But then qada mubram, on the other hand, is when something is destined to happen to us, regardless of whether we make dua, whether we do good deeds, etc. It's going to happen. It's final. So this is some sort of qada mubram being shown to us, where despite Nabi Ya'qub's precautions, it was really destined that something bad was going to take place to them. What is going to take place? I'm not going to tell you tomorrow night, I'll tell you now, inshallah. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفُ. So they all enter into the court of Nabi Yusuf. آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَخَاهُ. And Nabi Yusuf takes his brother, because now they have Binyamin with him. So Nabi Yusuf takes Binyamin one side. قَالَ إِنِّي أَنَا أَخُوكَ. He says, verily I am your brother. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So you don't have to be sad anymore for what they used to do to you. In other words, the abuses that they might have carried out with him. فَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. So we skip a few details. Nabi Yusuf a.s. is now having the bags prepared with goods that they're going to take back home. So as he's preparing the goods, جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. He commands one of his workers to place a cup, the king's cup, a very, very valuable commodity, into the bag of Binyamin. ثم أذن مؤذن. And then they leave, the brothers are now leaving. And Abu Yusuf sends out for a caller, an announcer. And he calls out to them. أيتها العير, O caravan, إنكم لسارقون. You are thieves. So now the accusation is coming forth. قالوا وأقبلوا عليهم. They turn and they face him and they say, ماذا تفقدون? What did you lose? So they're very clever in the way they respond as well, because to them they genuinely didn't steal anything. But they're also clever and not saying, like, what do you think we stole or what did we steal? They're saying, what did you lose? Trying to transfer the blame back into them. قالوا نفقد سواع الملك. They respond and say, we lost the cup of the king. ولمن جاء به حمل بعير. And whosoever can return the cup of the king, we will give them another camel's worth of food. وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٌ. And the caller then says, and I will be guarantor for that. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They say, تَاللَّهِ, another form of saying وَاللَّهِ, it's called تَاوُ الْقَسَمِ. تَاللَّهِ, by Allah, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ, you know, مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We didn't come here to cause problems. Since we got here, you know, we've been good, we've been well behaved. We didn't come here to cause any issues. وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ, and we are not thieves. قالوا فما جزاء إن كنتم كاذبين. Now look at the way Nabi Yusuf made this plot. He says to the announcer, ask them, what the punishment will be for someone who stole something from the king, or from anybody for that matter. Because Nabi Yusuf والسلام, knows that according to the law of Egypt where he's in, he knows that this will not be the punishment. The punishment will not be for that person to be kept, you know, as a recompense for that which they stole. But that is the law where the brothers come from. So when the announcer asked them, the only law that they're going to send forth is the law that they know. So that's exactly what happened. He says, what is going to be the recompense if you are telling lies? قَالُوا جَزَاؤُهُ مَوْ وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِهِ فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ. The recompense or the punishment will be that the one in whose bag the cup is found, that person will be the recompense for the cup. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِ الظَّالِمِينَ. That's how we, in other words, in our country, that is how we recompense or punish the wrongdoers. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِي. So for dramatic effect, they start searching the bags, but they search the brothers' bags before they search Binyamin's bags. Because, I mean, if you go straight to Binyamin's bag, take out the cup, they're going to know something's up. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا. Then they take it out of Binyamin's bag. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِي. They take it out of his bag. كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفَ. And Allah says, this is how we planned for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ. He would not have been able to take his brother with him according to the law of the king. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Except with this plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put out for him. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We raise in rank whosoever we want. Allah says we raise in rank and we elevate in this dunya and in the akhirah whomsoever we want. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And a very important statement, and above everyone with knowledge is someone more knowledgeable. And above everyone with knowledge is someone more knowledgeable. It's a nice reminder for anyone who's been endowed with knowledge. We're not just speaking about knowledge of deen, any knowledge. That never ever allow your knowledge to be a means that leads you to arrogance. But rather always be humble, that the more you know, the more it should humble you. Like the fruit that grows in a tree makes the branches hang lower. Always become more humbled with the knowledge, because there's going to be somebody who's more knowledgeable than you. And after everyone, there's going to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has knowledge that no one knows. We move on. قَالُوا إِن يَسْرِقَ. They now say, if he stole, فَقَدَ سَرَقَ أَخُلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. Then he had a brother once upon a time, and his brother also used to steal. His brother also stole something. So they're now talking about Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and they're saying this to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but they don't even realize it. So apparently, according to some Israeliyat, some narrations from the people of the book, they mentioned that there was an incident in his childhood where he was accused of stealing a belt of some sorts, right? But we don't know the details, and it's not really important. The point is, they are accusing him again now, and he's standing right there. Subhanallah. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. But Nabi Yusuf contains himself and he keeps it secret within himself. وَلَمْ يُبَدِهَا لَهُمْ. And he says nothing to them. He reveals nothing to them. قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرُّ مَكَانَ. And in himself he's saying in his mind, you people are worse than you used to be. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ. But Allah knows what you are saying. Allah knows, is well aware of what you are describing. قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. They then said, oh Aziz, referring to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا. Please, you know, this brother of ours, we have a father, and he's شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا. He's a very, very old man. فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانًا. So please take one of us in his stead. Because they understand that Binyamin is more beloved to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He's a very young boy, etc. So now they're begging, because one of them wants to remain in his place. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We see that you are a person of goodness. You are a good doer. قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهُ. Look at Nabi Yusuf's response. He says, مَعَذَ اللَّهُ. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ. How can you ask me this? Allah forbid. أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَا وَجَدَنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهُ. How can we possibly take anyone except the one who actually is accused, or who was actually found guilty of taking our goods? إِنَّا إِذَا لَظَالِمُونَ. We would thus be of the wrongdoers. And Abu Yusuf knows that this is the only way he can keep Binyamin with him. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ. So then they became, you know, full of despair. They thought, we're not going to win with this guy. We're just going to leave it as it is. خَلَصُوا نَجِيَّ. They then separated themselves and they started having a private discussion, the brothers. قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ. the eldest one said. Now remember, the eldest one at the beginning of the story, he was also the one who sort of, you know, made things a bit better than what they would have been. He then says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Don't you people know that your father has taken an oath from you, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He then says, وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّدْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفُ. And don't you remember that which you did before with regards to Yusuf? فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِأَبِي. He said, I will never ever leave this place. Meaning, I'm not leaving without my brother. إِلَّا except if حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِأَبِي. Except if my father gives me permission. So he's refusing to leave without Benjamin. أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي. Or if Allah decrees something else with me. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And Allah is the best of judges. He then says to them, إِرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيكُمْ. Now all of you go back to your father. Go to Nabi Ya'qub. فَقُولُوا. And say to him, يَا أَبَانَا. Oh our father, إِنَّ بَنَكَ سَرَقْ. Your son, he has stolen. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا. And we cannot be testimony. We cannot be witness. إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا. Except with what we know. We can't tell you except what we know. وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِذِينَ. And we don't know the unseen. وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا. Ask the caravan that we were traveling with. Ask the people who came with us. وَالْعِيرِ. Or ask the town rather, the city which we were in. And then ask the caravan as well, the عِيرِ. الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا. That which we were received in. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. We are telling the truth. But now of course Nabi Yaqub is thinking, I've heard these stories before. And once upon a time we were singing the same tune. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ. Amra. Then Nabi Ya'qub responded to them and told them, what? We'll find out tomorrow night, inshallah. Akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.